Hello and welcome to Intuition Awakening. My name is Janine. Thank you for joining me for part two of my Inner Child Healing series. Today, let's get comfortable in a seated position, feet firmly planted on the floor, back and spine nice and tall. Sometimes if we have difficulty sitting nice and tall, if you slightly lean your chin to the sky, it tends to open up our chest area, help us drop our shoulders. Settling into the seated position now, let's gently close our eyes whenever you're ready. Taking a deep breath in through the nose. And exhale out the mouth. Two more times, inhaling through the nose. Exhaling out the mouth in a deep sigh. One more. And exhale. Placing your right hand on your lower abdomen, right above your belly button. I want you to take one deep belly breath in through the nose, really expand into your abdomen. Feel your belly rise beneath your hand if you can. And exhale, letting that hand sink as our breath exits our lungs. Perfect. Today again, I want us to go back to that park that we visualized last time. So really bringing our awareness now to our inner mind, to our inner sight, to our third eye chakra. Imagine yourself walking down a sidewalk. A beautiful wide sidewalk. In the city, perhaps you hear cars in the background, children and bikes racing by. As you gently walk down this sidewalk in no rush. Once again, off to the left, you notice this beautiful park space suddenly appear. You notice the trees and the grass, the smell of fresh rain and dew. You stop and just admire the view into this park. Noticing the trees, noticing their green leaves. Noticing the sun slightly dappled through the tree leaves, hitting your skin. Feeling the warmth of the summer breeze. Just content in the beautiful weather today. You take one step onto this park grass and feel the urge to remove your shoes just so you can feel this luxurious grass underneath you. Feeling our feet now on the grass, wiggling your toes, scrunching your feet, feeling the dampness of the evening rain. You feel so grounded and rooted in such a positive, wonderful mood. Just content to wander about the park now, barefooted, grounding yourself in every step. Feeling this beautiful grounding energy, wandering in between the trees, deeper and deeper into the park space. And into the distance, you hear children laughing, the sound of swings and other playground equipment. You know that you have arrived back at the same safe park. You wander leisurely over to this park space, swinging your shoes in your hands, bare feet in the grass, and you start to notice the grass has become sand. You've reached the edge of the playground and look up to see all the children running, playing, and just joyfully living. Seeing these children now, you notice one that catches your eye. You know this is your inner child, playing, enjoying life, relaxed. You notice their exuberance, their innocence, the smile wide on their face as they play with friends and new friends. You know they have easily met new children at this playground. You know that they are socially very vibrant. They're just a child full of innocence and wonder, exploring the world around them. Sit down now in the sand, feeling that grittiness beneath your palms as you settle in, feeling the coolness where the sand meets your legs, feeling that warm summer breeze and sunlight shining down upon the park. You watch your inner child now for a few moments, noticing their clothing, noticing their hair, noticing perhaps even what game they appear to be playing with their friends. A smile naturally comes to your face as you notice your inner child giggling away, playing with their friends. Your laughter catches their attention, just as their laughter caught yours. That smile just naturally brought about a giggle for you as well. And hearing a familiar voice, they have looked up, found your eyes and your gaze, and have smiled and giggled with you too. They go about playing with their friends once more, perhaps chasing them around the park playground equipment, as you notice beside you that you have brought a bag today. And inside this bag, you have a gift for your inner child. Walking around this beautiful city, you noticed a shop full of little gifts and knickknacks, perhaps a toy, something that you knew your inner child would just love. So I'm pulling this present, this beautiful gift for your inner child, out of its bag now. You set it on your lap and try to catch your inner child's attention again. They've noticed your movement, and they seem to really trust that you are a safe person. You beckon them over to you, indicating and lifting the present a little higher so they can see that you have something for them. And your inner child comes towards you. Notice their movement as they come towards you. Are they running excitedly? Perhaps they're a little shy or unsure. You reassure them that you are safe and you are a friend, and today you brought them a gift. You hand the gift to your inner child and tell them to go back to the playground to play with their friends and enjoy their new present. Your inner child excitedly takes this gift and runs back to their friends, to the perceived safety of their little social circle with their friends. But you know it won't take long for them to remember that present, and you notice they've sat down under the shade of a tree, already excitedly pulling off the ribbons or wrapping of your gift. As they finally open the package, remove the lid, or remove that final wrapping, you see the smile beaming on their face. This was the perfect gift for them. They are so excited, holding it to their chest, racing back to the playground with their new gift. They show all their friends. Smile is on your face as you grab your bag and your shoes and slowly start to walk away from the park, through the trees, and back to the city sidewalk. Presenting our inner child with a gift like this can be very meaningful. It indicates how much we care for them, perhaps how well we know ourselves or know them, and sometimes reminding our adult self how exuberant and innocent we once were as a child can really be meaningful to us. Sometimes as an adult who has been through trauma or grew up in a dysfunctional family or even just grew up in a large amount of fear day to day, we forget that at one time we were innocent little children playing and laughing, enjoying life. This sense of play and wonder is always still inside of us. And it's our job now, it's our gift now as adults to remember this joy and to give ourselves this play, this ability to receive, and this ability to connect with others once again. Whenever you're ready, gently rolling your shoulders forwards and backwards, just stretching out your body, bringing awareness back to your day. Taking a deep breath in through the nose and out through your mouth. Wiggle your fingers, wiggle your toes. Sway your body and your spine gently side to side as you open your eyes. Thank you for joining me today for part 2 of my Inner Child Healing Series. Stay tuned for part 3, where we will explore this further, deepen this connection, and show our inner child more and more love. Namaste.